Hey Mama! Welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show. I'm your host Kay and it's good to have you back. I'm excited for another round of Mama Chats, Kuntuhan, Mama Learning and more for this podcast episode. If this is your first time here, welcome and I hope that you feel comfortable. Today's episode is a quick but meaningful pep talk for the Mama Heart. This is for the mom who's been feeling a little lost, or a little tired, or maybe the mom who just need that kind of reminder that you're doing just fine. Today's episode is all about taking that quick pause and realigning with three powerful pep talks or reminders. Reminders and encouragement that I want to send to you and that we all can hold on to as moms when things seem to feel crazy, lonely, or just out of hand. Now let's hear out the first pep talk. Pep talk number one. Motherhood comes with different seasons. And with this, one thing that I always remind mothers with is that seasons have to be honored. You just cannot keep struggling against it. You have to understand that some seasons are for building or blooming. Others are for resting, healing, or just simply holding space. You know, in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes, it says there that there is a time for everything. So, Mama, breathe. Your pace doesn't have to match anyone else's. You're not behind. You're not late in the game. You're just in a season that's uniquely yours. And yes, that's unique. Your season is completely yours. Honor where you are right now. Pep talk number two. Your identity is secured in the Lord. Whether your day is productive or just quiet, whether you're chasing dreams or simply just trying to get through bedtime, you are your own unique person. You are special. Your identity is secured. But not because of what you do, but because of whose you are. Psalm 139 reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And truth is, nothing can change that. So, the next time you wonder about your identity, sino na nga ba ako? What have I become now? And you no longer recognize the person that you used to be. I hope that this reminder encourages you that your identity is never attached to anything other than the truth that you are a child of the Lord. And that's what makes your identity unique and special. Pep talk number three. You can choose to show up just as you are. Even when it's hard, even when you don't feel like doing it, even when you don't have it all together, and even when things don't look so certain, your presence matters. The little moments, the quiet strength, the whispered prayers, they all count. You don't need to be perfect for you to show up. You just show up and be present. Like I always tell the moms, keep showing up, keep going, and keep working your best. It's the little things that we do with consistency over a period of time that brings its yields, biggest yields, eventually. This is something that we do not commonly see. And that's why we feel like the small things do not matter. So yes, keep showing up, even when you don't feel like it. I know it's easier said than done because showing up is a constant decision as much as it is a constant battle. But deciding to do so is the first big step. So yes, wake up and decide that no matter what happens, I'll show up for myself, for other people. So those three Mama Pep Talks, I hope that these Pep Talks will remind, encourage, and will help carry you through the highs and lows of motherhood. So to sum it up, and I hope that you carry these truths or pep talks with you throughout the day after you tune into this episode, pep talk number one. You are in a very unique season, uniquely yours. Embrace it. Number two, you are unique and special, and your identity is secured. Embrace it, claim it, believe it. Okay? Your identity is not because of what you do, but because of whose you are. Pep talk number three, keep showing up. Choose to show up. Decide that you will show up, because that in itself is powerful. And if this episode speaks to you, please send us a message over at Mam Academy PH Facebook page or Instagram, or leave us your comment or rating after you tune in. You got this, Mama. Keep going by God's grace, one small, beautiful step at a time. I hope to catch you again on the next episode. God bless you, Mama, and have an amazing learning.